Press Review on Radio U.
Good morning, good morning. It's 9:45. We can smell the Christmas chill in the air. And I'm Sevi, with me Nicola speaking and also Greta directing.
Hi everyone.
Yes, if you have any inquiries, call the number 331-1438-923. This is the English Press Review, and today we're going to tackle the news of...
Kyiv claims responsibility for the Russian general in Moscow. Luigi Mangione charged for the first degree murder. Pact for the future of cars. Stellantis move. Coppa Italia. Dybala Galatasaray. Milwaukee wins Emirates NBA. It's 9:46. Nicolo, it's the 18th December. Stay tuned today because we are going to explore the news we just announced from the newspapers from around the world. Before we go on, we are going to listen to some music. We are going to stop for a little break, but before that, you want to remember to follow us on our social networks, Instagram, TikTok.
Yes, and Radio Yulm. Now we're going to listen to Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me, on to the Christmas cheer.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to also remember you that if you want to write to us, you can also do that on Instagram. Before we go on, we are going to stop for a little break. So stay tuned. See you soon. Bye.
We're going to listen to another song today. Actually, we're pretty lucky. with the Christmas cheer. And let's start with the comparison of the front pages. Let's start with global news, with El País saying that that Kyiv's claimed the responsibility for the assassination of Russia chief general of chemical defense. As you know, Igor Krylov, Russia's chief general of chemical defense, and his assistant died to the explosion of a bomb in the generalis villas of in the general's villas later in Kyiv, and the same his assistants. Ukraine says that they're responsible of the murder, and the same says the Financial Times. The Financial Times, with the Kremlin chemical weapons general killed in Moscow, blast Kyiv's agent, and the same The Guardian, where they say the Russian general in charge of the radiation, chemical and biological protection forces has been killed in an explosion in Moscow. The country of investigative the country's investigative committee said that it was Ukraine, and later they claimed responsibility.
Yeah, about that theme, you just talked about also the Independent with now. It's time to double down on back Ukraine. Also, Die Welt, a German newspaper, with explosion kills a Russian general in Moscow. From Italy, Corriere della Sera, Kyiv kills the general of Putin. Meloni and the opposition to Stellantis. La Repubblica with Pact for the Future of Cars, and a picture of the explosion with electric scooter explodes, killing a general.
Let's move then again to the US news, where we are going to talk about Luigi Mangione, that faces first degree murder in charge in death of healthcare CEO. This is what the BBC claims, as well as CNN. Luigi Mangione faces first degree murder charge in death of healthcare CEO, and The Guardian, with a more objective point of view, says the United Healthcare CEO shooting suspect charged with first degree murder.
Also, about sport now, with La Gazzetta dello Sport, yesterday's match, Juventus-Cagliari for Coppa Italia, the Italian Cup. La Gazzetta dello Sport opens with a picture of Vlahovic. I'm coming back with four. Scoring also Coop, Conceição, Nico, Cagliari KO. Corriere dello Sport, Juve idea for Tonali. In order to have it, to have him, Giuntoli can get rid of Fagioli and Ildiz. Also talking about Skriniar. Dybala Tassarai, this cool line, about the news of a transfer, a possible transfer for Dybala to Galatasaray. And Napoli, here's Biraghi. Tutto Sport, with Why Do You Always Do It Like That? A picture of Juventus for the celebrating for a goal from yesterday's match. 4-0 to Cagliari, Juve at the quarters of finals of Coppa Italia, with goals from Vlahovic, Koopmeiners, Conceição and Gonzalez. Vagnati to Cairo, what kind of budget do I have? And Dybala, Turkish things, temptation Galatasaray. These are the news from Italian sport.
Yes, while talking about NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks won 97 points against the Thunders, 81, and the Milwaukee never won prior to 2021. The Bucks won their only title in 1971, while the Suns have yet to win a title since joining the league in 68. They were both making their third finals appearance in Phoenix and Milwaukee, which began play as an expansion in 1968. This is a very big win for the NBA, which is one of the first wins of Milwaukee Bucks. And now let's go on.
We are going to listen to a song. This is Michael Bublé on Radio Loon with Jingle Bells. See you soon.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé.
Are you ready to sing a little Jingle Bells?
Yes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh,
what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Snow.
We are dashing
in a one-horse open sleigh.
One-horse sleigh.
All the fields we go.
All the fields we go.
Laughing all the way.
All the way.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
By Michael Bublé. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Mr. Bublé, let's get on to the Christmas cheers. The news of today might be a bit sad, but we are going to always bring on the cheer, right, Nicola?
Yeah, we're every day getting even closer to Christmas, also this year, thankfully.
Yes, so let's start and dig in deeper with the news. Let's start with the Russian general killed in the explosion of his villa. So a Russian general in charge of radiation, chemical and biological protection forces has been killed in an explosion in Moscow, the country's investigative committee has said. Igor Krylov was killed outside an apartment building, which southeast miles, which was 7 kilometers southeast of the Kremlin. The explosion was caused by a device hidden inside an electric scooter, according to the committee. Also, Krylov's assistant died in the blast, which was triggered by an explosive device placed in a scooter. And the Russian investigation have opened a case into the two deaths. That then this two investigations brought to the sources of Kyiv, which confirmed that Ukraine and the SBU are carried out of the killings in Moscow. We're involved, they stated, we were involved in the operation. And yes, on moving on to also Italy with Stellantis.
Exactly. Stellantis pledges to invest 2.1 million in Italian production in 2025 during government talks. The Stellantis automaker has pledged to invest 2 billion euros or 2.1 billion in Italian production next year and spend another 6 billion around euros or 6.3 billion in the supply chain. Car maker Stellantis will invest, as I said, all this amount of money with this new move. They talked about this in the last few hours. Stellantis executives laid out the prospects for Italian operations just weeks after the board forced former CEO Carlos Tavares to resign amid slumping sales. He's being replaced by an executive committee led by Chairman John Elkann until a new CEO is named. Stellantis Stellantis, the world's fourth largest car makers, was formed from the 2021 merger of Fiat Chrysler and PSA Peugeot. Its fiscal base is in the Netherlands, but it retains headquarters in Turin, Paris, and Auburn Hills, Michigan. Stellantis European Chief Jean-Philippe Imparato told the Economic Labour and the Economic Development Ministers that Turin will become the headquarters of the car makers' European operation from January, addressing a concern among Italian officials and unions since the merger. That the automaker's center of gravity had shifted.
Yes, and moving on to the U.S. news, a case that attracted the whole world, especially Gen Z. Luigi Mangione faces first-degree murder charge in the death of healthcare CEO. The BBC says that Luigi Mangione has been charged with first-degree murder in the killing of healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, the New York district attorney said on Tuesday. Mr. Mangione faces various charges, including first-degree murder and two counts of second-degree murder, one which describes the killing as an act of terrorism, Mr. Bragg said. The intent was to sow terror, New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg said, calling the shooting a frightening, well-planned and targeted murder. Mr. Mangione is scheduled to appear for a court hearing on the 19th of December over the whether he will be extradited to New York on the charges through the district attorney said, with Mr. Bragg suggested the suspect may not fight extradition. The extradition proceeding is scheduled for the same day as Mr. Mangione's preliminary hearing and a gun on gun-related charges in Pennsylvania. Appearing at a press conference on Tuesday afternoon, both Mr. Bragg and New York Police Department Commissioner Jessica Tisch Labby stated the public for imprisoning Mr. Mangione in the wake of the 4th December shooting. In addition to murder, the suspect also faces weapons and forgery charges, and if he's convicted on the most serious charges placed against him, this first-degree murder, second-degree murder as an act of terrorism, Mr. Mangione could face life in prison without the possibility of parole.
True. We're stopping now for a little break before we go on with the closure of our episode. Stay tuned. Welcome back on our episode, the last one of this year. It's been a long journey. I don't know what you think.
Yes, it's been very tough. We learned a lot. And yeah, it's also my last episode ever, unfortunately. But I would like to thank Nicola and Greta for this experience. I had a lot of fun.
I'm really happy I had this journey with you guys. Also, I want to thank all the listeners for the support they gave us. It's 10:03, the 18th of December, and we went through some from the most important news reported by newspapers from around the world. Also this year, we want to remember you before we leave to follow us on our social network, Instagram and TikTok, and write to us at our number.
Yes, our number is 331-1438-923. As Nicola said, don't forget to follow us on Radio Yulm, and Happy New Year from all of us and Merry Christmas.
Bye, thank you very much.
Press review on Radio Yulm.